Boston, proper noun, the economic and cultural center of the Northeast region, and is sometimes regarded as the unofficial capital of New England.
Bastard, noun, a child born out of wedlock.
Brigade, noun, a particular group of people sometimes joined together for a common cause.
Boston Bastard Brigade, a team of guys and gals who review music, film, anime, sports, and video games. It's not that there's nothing else better to talk about, but that other crap out there is just too stupid. I swear, if one more person mentions John and Cake plus 8, I'm gonna fucking gouge their eyes out.
No, see, you forgot the whole part where you gouge their fucking eyes out and skull fuck them!
No, no!
You're gonna hardly earn me that shit!
No, no, no! I skull fuck the people I like.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
You should.
Whoa!
You're a nice psychotic killer.
No! That has nothing to do with my psychotic killer. This is how I reward the girls who are good to me.
Skull fuck the ones you like. You turn around, and you fuck them through the back of the skull.
Oh, exactly.
Your cock comes out of where the eye used to be.
Before it gets out of hand, this is the Boston Bastard Brigade.
It's already out of hand.
We are bastards.
And horse.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 5, and all Cobra Commander wanted was some ice cream.
Ice cream.
Give me some ice cream, bitch!
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston!
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
I'm Bluonic.
I'm Shades Black Flame.
And I'm Anvil.
Our website is up on bostonbastardbrigade.com.
We are officially on iTunes, as I've downloaded everything.
Yes!
And we're on MySpace and Facebook.
Indeed. And our email address is thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. For feedbacks and requests for topics and things to review.
Or you can also write to any of us. Just take our name and add it in front of at BostonBastardBrigade.com.
Although for Shades, it's just Black Flame at BostonBastardBrigade.com.
Ready to steal my thunder.
We got a real fucking rogue person over here, huh? No, we? What do you expect? I'm the Black Flame. Oh,
all right. So, hey, when you take the shackles off, you know, he's not in prison anymore.
Bullshit.
I'm sorry, I heard shackles and started thinking something else.
Listen, I got my handcuffs and shackles at home. A couple girls coming over later if you're interested.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right, enough of the giggity giggity. All right, come on.
No such thing.
I know.
So the first thing we'll talk about is the movie that we just all came back and saw.
Literally.
G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra.
2 hours ago. But awesome fucking movie.
Oh, hell yes.
Oh, yeah.
If I had more thumbs, I'd put them way up to the fucking sky because it's just all good. I don't know
Dude,
what the fuck's been
here.
Going.
You can borrow
there
one.
There we
line.
Go.
Well, actually, three thumbs up.
No offense, you're too short to get to up, you know, that high.
Oh,
were you like 5'2"?
Anvil, I was going to say something, but not right now. Not right now.
It's okay. He's an anvil. You can hit out as much as you want.
Whatever. But nice than that, I have to say that they did a great job on that. There was a couple things with the transitions that kind of almost messed me up a little bit. Like, there was a part where we looked into what's his name, the one that was the ninja.
Yeah,
and then he jumped into the past or something like that, or they did the whole plane.
Previously on G.I. Joe Jr.
They move the camera up and then they go back into like, you know, the water or something like that, but some of that kind of confused me a little bit here and there, but they're trying to, like, everything else in the movie is just fucking awesome. Graphics were sick.
No!
Come on, the graphics were sick.
Oh my god! I have so many problems with the CGI in this movie.
What was wrong with CGI?
It was horrendously... Okay, first of all, I absolutely love this movie. And I was able to get move past my issues with the CGI, but I found that the CGI was not very well blended. It felt like it was on top of and not part of the world, as well as it was really easy to tell when something was CGI as opposed to real.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Right. Well,
especially with the plane when they first landed on the ice part. No, not just that, but when they first landed and went to the G.I. Joe headquarters, you could tell that was still CGI.
You could tell so much. This movie was very CGI heavy.
Well, of course. I mean, how are you going to make that shit real? I mean, half the shit that they were coming out with, like, you know that fucking plane / helicopter thing that they were using? That's a real fucking plane, except it doesn't have the engines on it. It has these big, massive propellers.
Oh, I'm well aware. It's
called the B-22 Osprey.
Awesome.
It's fucking sick. But if they were to actually make that in real life, it'd be a bitch to fucking fly.
Oh, God, yeah. but all I'm saying, it's a CGI-heavy movie. I knew that going in because it's in the future. Future tends to be CGI heavy.
So they
switch. A lot of stuff tends to be CGI heavy just because it's often cheaper than building models, replicas, yada yada. My problem's not that it's
like
CGI heavy.
Like the 70s.
My problem is that it wasn't well blended.
Oh, like at some at those, the heavier points when they're doing the fight scenes?
I could definitely
tell there's that one point where they're landing down on the ice. Remember, and they landed down, and when you're seeing like the whole like camera moving across the thing, you could notice that the plane was landing down, and then when they landed down, it turned into a different color or a different shade, and then they walked out. So yeah, there's that difference.
The blending between prop pieces and CGI, just the blending between CGI object one and the background.
Okay.
I felt for the proper feel. You need to blend it into the background so it feels like it's part of the same image, as opposed to layer one, background, layer two, blah, layer three, CGI.
Yeah.
And I could, watching it, I could see where that was the case on numerous occasions. And I felt like for a 3D movie, it might not be too bad. You might be able to work with that. But as a 2D movie, I felt like it was on top of the screen instead of as part of it.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Which, while I was intentionally...
Photoshop, right?
I was intentionally
yeah, basically.
Suspending my disbelief so that I could try to enjoy it, I found there were times where it was just a little too much for me, and I was like, but...
But all in all, it was still good.
Oh my god, go see it. It was awesome.
Besides the CGI, right. go fucking see it.
If they don't make a number two, somebody needs to be shot.
Or stabbed repeatedly.
As long as number two is not a number two.
Yeah.
Okay, well, number two is not bad. We don't want to do this bad.
Yeah.
Shit.
As long as they do number two, almost like, some of the newer ones are doing, where it just picks up right where the other one ended.
Picks up right where it ended, but it, at the same time is its own entity and not...
Exactly.
It needs to be written as a
continuation, not as a separate story. Yes, it needs to be built straight in and followed through.
Okay,
it definitely had some fucking curveballs in it and stuff like that we weren't expecting from the old cartoons, but if you're expecting, if you remember watching the cartoons every day when you're younger and all this other stuff, it's not going to be like that. It's not going to be... people going, oh, God, I got hurt, medic, and then, they'll get fixed, and then they'll be back in the next episode.
No, people
these
die,
motherfuckers
they die.
Die. And they die fucking hard. So that's the main fucking thing that I have to through to everybody.
And the thing is, with this one, it's not just a real American hero. These are people from all around the world joining forces.
They put it as, a UN kind of setup in, an underground, instead of, everybody's an American hero, blah, 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 But
that said, G.I. Joe is always kind of like that.
Yeah, but
it's just it was always worded as an American hero because they're under American jurisdiction. But I like how they handled it because it is a lot more UN-ish.
Yeah,
in the sense that it's not people from every different nationality as American heroes. It's your world heroes. You do what has to be done to save people.
People,
not Americans, but people.
Right.
The characters were fucking great, especially Marlon Wayans' character, Ripcord.
He was great.
I thought he did
so much great character depth.
I didn't think he was going to be able to pull it off.
I know.
Because he's too much of a comedian. I didn't think he'd be serious enough, and he pulled it off. I was really happy.
While at the same time, not giving up his comedian side.
Yeah.
He was able to do that shit, too.
He was able to be serious when he needed to be, and
funny.
Funny the rest of the time, or that's
I'm
killing
about
it?
To be arrested again.
I do it? Yes, you did it. Awesome.
So we all right. Let's give it like a 10-star yeah. rating. What do we go around the board?
I would say 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10 for King Baby Duck.
9 out of 10.
Shades. Anvil.
I need a minute to think.
Oh, okay, fine. Fuck it. Blue says 9.5 easily. So
what did you think?
I definitely feel like it's a really good movie straight up.
Yeah. What did you think of Joseph Gordon-Levitt's or Leavitt's performance as the Doctor, aka Cobra Commander?
You know what? I was, you know, expecting him to be a bitch and, you know, do stupid bullshit, but he actually did a pretty good job, considering, like, you know, what he had to go through, and especially as an actor, he was going and playing three people pretty much through this whole movie.
Oh,
so
God.
You have to, so
yeah.
You have
he did
to,
an amazing job.
So you have
that.
To watch on that part when you see this movie.
And it's just amazing that this was the same kid yeah. who played... Yeah. Little Solomon in Third Rock from the Sun.
Well, he's also done a couple serious movies, too.
Mysterious Skin?
No, no, he did one. I forget the name of the movie. I wish I remembered. He was this,
Brick.
No, it was a newer movie. He was an all-star hockey player that got severely hurt. He walked with a limp. Well,
oh, right. He was the Lookout or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that's it. The Lookout.
Yeah.
And he winds up going, you know, and taking back...
You know, all the shit.
Yeah, and basically... Like he did a great job. I liked him in that. But I didn't think he could pull this off, and I really enjoyed it. That's why I actually have to agree with Blue with the 9.5. You can never give it a 10 until the next part comes out, because there's so many unanswered questions.
Yeah.
For me, I'm just hoping they'll blend the CGI better, because that was seriously my only complaint, was the CGI.
My other complaint was, for this movie, no cameo from Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah, that's true.
Although we did see Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, yes. We did see Brendan Fraser. I was like, who the hell else are they going to pull out of there?
What people don't realize is Sergeant Slaughter was actually sick.
Yeah.
Really?
He was in the hospital for a long time. He's been released lately. He's actually going to be doing a cameo on wrestling. I saw the thing on TV. You know, I don't watch wrestling anymore. I think it's fake. I'd rather watch UFC.
Yeah.
But I'll get to that in sports later on. But... I'd love to see him come out in, like, the next one and just do something, like, completely hilarious. But they have to kill him.
Yeah, okay, my first question is, who's Sergeant Slaughter and why do I have no idea what you're talking about?
He was a pro wrestler, but in the original G.I. Joe cartoons, he was the sergeant in the beginning of
the
each episode.
The live action segment. The tank top. That's Sergeant Slaughter.
Oh, okay.
No, but there was one character I'm still trying to figure out where the fuck he was. You know, like, the one... Just, he was a bad guy, had black brown hair whenever you saw him. He always talked with a raspy voice, and he had like the black circles around his eyes or some shit.
I can't remember.
I think it's Fox.
Well, there were people on both sides that weren't in this movie.
Yeah, well,
which
I mean...
Show
I
but
second,
if you
yeah,
remember,
it
says Rise of Cobra.
So
this is only
so
the
means
very
Cobra
beginning.
Just began.
And pretty much it just as G.I. Joe began, too, so...
Yeah, basically, yeah. So now... You're going to see more and more come through.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they're going to bring in Sergeant Savage. How he was cryogenically frozen, and then they find him.
Awesome.
I think that would be awesome if they brought him in. I still have the video of that downstairs in my basement.
Nice.
You know, I actually think they're on YouTube. I should go back and try to watch it one night.
No, you might be mistaken. Those ones that, like, the joke comedy ones, you know?
No,
ones are fucking hilarious.
I saw one the other night. It was, somebody put their movie... Remember when they first came out with the VHS movie?
Oh, yes.
That was on there. And I remember growing up buying the action figures that came with, like, the
30-minute
movie.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the one I have downstairs.
No shit.
But, you know, growing up, I collected all this stuff.
I thought it was awesome back then. I haven't watched it in, like, what, 15 years?
Oh,
maybe it's time for me to, like, dust it off and just watch it again for the sake
of
it.
I don't... Like, one of the great things about watching this is I grew up watching...
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters.
I grew up watching all these great things, including G.I. Joe. It's been so long, I don't remember them very well.
Yeah.
And just going back and watching this, I was a little bit nervous. Because I know sometimes when they remake the stuff we grew up with as kids, they're aiming for the same audience that they originally aimed for.
Right.
A little bit nervous about it.
But, technically...
At least it wasn't... At least they didn't do it like they did Land of the Lost.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, Andrew.
They're actually aiming at us. Same group, because they were aiming at us when we were kids, and now they're aiming at us that we're older now.
Right.
So it's the same group, but not the same age bracket.
Right. From the kids. No, I'm just kidding.
Right.
But, so I was a little bit nervous that they were going to, like, aim it for the same age bracket.
Yeah.
But I was really happy when I found, when it was very obvious that they were aiming it at us instead, because it was like, we're the ones that grew up on this. We're going to appreciate it the most.
I mean, look at Transformers. They did a fantastic job with that.
All right, I still need to see number one. Number two was amazing.
Wow, that's why you're completely lost.
Yeah, that's why you're fucking...
What happened? Why am I confused?
Why is there this big, massive robot eating every fucking thing?
I thought that little 5-year-old kid got up and slapped him and said, shut the fuck up, I'm trying to watch the movie.
All right, so on to the next little part.
Oh, for fuck's sake! The death of John Hughes. They find him dead on August 6th in his house.
No. It was out on the street.
It was out on the street?
He was taking his morning walk and dropped dead of a heart attack.
Jeez.
Motherfucker.
Anyway, this is the guy who directed some of my favorite films growing up. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Uncle Buck, Weird Science, and maybe not so much 16 Candles, because that was
what I was thinking. I was like, is this 16 Candles, John Hughes? Like,
Wait, there's one that people always forget. A cult classic. The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Seriously? He did
that?
Very nice.
The first two Home Alone.
Oh, he wrote those?
No, they have them under his directing credit.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
I looked it up.
Maybe he's uncredited.
Well, no, I looked it up on IMDb.
Okay. He also wrote National Lampoon's Vacation,
yes.
Pretty in Pink, and Mr. Mom with Michael Keaton.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Not only that, but he originally got his start by writing jokes for Joan Rivers and Rodney Dangerfield.
Okay, we'll give him Rodney Dangerfield.
Definitely.
Wait,
Joan Rivers, you just look at her plastic ass.
Is that the one that's going to get roasted?
Yep.
Okay. I think she's getting roasted tonight.
Tomorrow.
Whoa.
Yes. With a stick over a fire?
Well, no, they can't get her that close. She might pull a Michael Jackson and melt.
Hi-yow.
Well, come on, they both have the same plastic surgeon.
So, wait, Hasbro owns both of them?
Well, there's a credit thing between, you know, Milton Bradley
and Galoob.
Yes. Actually, Joan Rivers got a new set of eyes.
I was trying to figure out
what happened to my G.I. Joes when I was younger. But you look at her eyes and they're green now, it's like, oh, there they are.
But anyway, it's sad for John Hughes. This has been a shitty year anyway for celebs croaking.
Oh, this has been a shitty year.
Whoa, we better watch out. We're partial celebrities. Hey, we're more famous than some of the people.
Excuse me, somebody's in need of medical assistance.
Oh my god, Shades is dead! Why is his tongue up his nose? Oh shit, he's pulling Men in Black, he's an alien!
What was it, O or Q, what is it? The whole EMP thing, if it's an O or a Q. If it's a Q, he's definitely gone. If it's an O, he might be resuscitated.
Yes.
Seriously. No. Like, the fact that when somebody dies, they're either going to be having their tongue out, and then if they're capable of being resuscitated, they don't have their tongue out. So, O or a Q.
Oh, no. I never learned that one.
Oh, yeah. All
right.
I'm certified in CPR.
So, before we move on to video games, does anyone have any other movies they want to discuss, or...?
Not movies, but, you know, we're actually on Oh For Fuck's Sake.
Yeah.
I got one.
Okay.
I'm fucking tired of the T system. When I go to work every night, I sit there, and it's either I'll get to Wonderland, and they'll be like, oh, you know, the train's down tonight, you gotta take a bus all the way to Airport Station.
I fucking hate that.
Or they'll close down, or I'm sorry.
Flood out, whatever.
I love tourists, but you know what? I don't work for the fucking T! Stop asking me where you're going! I mean, it really pisses me the fuck off. I get to work.
And may I tell you, too, the bus system is shit also.
Yes, they're always late. Like,
they're becoming expensive as hell now.
I'll get to Wonderland. Yo, and my bus is supposed to be at 7:50. I'll get there 5 minutes before it's supposed to come. I'll walk up to the bus stop. And, you know, there's always this guy sitting there. Oh, you missed it again. It's like, how the fuck did I miss it? I got 5 minutes before it's supposed to come, but it's already come and gone.
Yeah.
I was like, come on. And then I gotta wait, you know, about 40 minutes for the next one. The only good part about my morning at that point is I get off the train at Wonderland. As I'm walking to the front, there's this guy. He has this little coffee shop out front.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Dave. He's a really funny guy. Loves his sports. You know, he sells his coffee. He's got muffins, you know, croissants and stuff. Really funny guy. He knows his shit. And he's actually a computer guy, so if you're into computers, you can talk to him.
Computers!
So. And it's actually really cheap, too.
Nice. So, great guy, buy his coffee and give him a chat.
I can get a bottle of Nantucket juice and a muffin for under, you know, $4.
Very nice.
I think it's
not like
three,
a college, you bastard.
I think it's like $3.50, but that's the best part of my morning. But come on, that's the only thing the tea has going for him is this guy.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, their general manager just stepped down and said, I'm a retard, I messed up, people got crashed.
Yeah.
It's like,
you should have maybe had that in the first place where, you know, the texting, you know, stop the fuckers from texting in the first place,
I mean,
or even have cell phones.
You know, he pushes it way too far. They had a bus driver that got fired for using his phone while working.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
His bus was pulled over.
He actually borrowed off a pedestrian.
He borrowed it because he needed it because it was an important call. Mm-hmm. Well, he knew the person. Because if you see the video, the guy's standing out from talking. But he's not behind the wheel. He's standing outside the bus on the phone. And he gets fired for it.
Yeah.
Because the bus had broken down. They were waiting for somebody to come give him a hand. It's like, so this guy loses his job. His one fat little bastard was talking to his ugly girlfriend and crashed it. And now he's suing for his job back.
Jeez.
Damn.
Well, at least it's better than a few years ago when they caught the bus driver masturbating while he was driving.
Hey, listen. I saw that girl, too. I would have been doing the same thing.
That would be like the judge with the penis pump.
Oh,
yeah.
But, I mean, truthfully, and then you always get to some of these stations, and they're such cheap bastards that, like, government center, everybody knows no air gets through there.
Yeah.
They don't even turn on the fans. Middle of summer, it's like 95 degrees out. And I take the E-Line train to work. For some reason, some very intelligent person sends one cab every 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I have to stand on the stairs squishing my body in so I can get to work.
That and breathing in that graphite.
Dude, yes. Remember trying to leave Anime Boston?
Yep.
Welcome
not
to
an
personal
E-train,
health.
Not an E-Train, not an E-Train, full E-Train, not an E-Train, not an E-Train, full E-Train, not a...
Five hours later.
this one has some room. Please do not enter this car. There will be more empty cars following.
Fuck you! This is the E. I need the E.
No. We all wait. We all said, oh, okay, there are going to be more empty... Yeah.
Nope. That's when we realized it was the day of a Red Sox game.
Yep. Yeah.
And truthfully, do you know what the sad part is? I rode in one of these trains last year on my way back from one of my football games.
We
were crammed in so tight. I actually thought I should call my girlfriend and admit that I cheated, because, yo, I had, like, five people so close to me.
There was gropage and...
It's like, I felt like I cheated on my girlfriend when we were that close.
Yeah. I was on once.
I think that's why she broke up with me. She, you know, she saw me on the train, and she's, like, standing up in a corner, nobody around her, and saw, like, three girls around me and said, oh my god, she's cheating.
Yeah.
I was on one so tight once, I almost couldn't get off at my stop, because people could not... It's not that they wouldn't move out of my way. They physically couldn't move out of my way.
No. I was on a train actually earlier this week that we were so tightly packed in there, Tiger Woods couldn't even lift his leg to fart.
Wait. We've got King Baby Duck here. He's been over in Japan. You should tell about their subways.
Oh, their subway systems are shit. During rush hour, people have been known to die because they've been crushed to death.
Wait.
It's worse than the MBTA.
No, wait. During rush hour? So you mean you saw Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker? Oh.
Please,
that's all you get. You get a single clap. No more.
Oh. Why, did I get the country wrong again?
I actually have video footage of how bad it is. From inside the train, me going, and fuck!
Now that, for oh fuck's sake, it's over, and I just spent a bunch of time bitching about the tea, because the tea sucks.
Damn. Well, we get better than nothing.
Better than nothing.
Yeah. Better than nothing, not what it should be.
So, on to video games. I just picked up, for cheap, Super Mario Galaxy.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were going to see a girl. Sorry.
No.
I was hoping it was a girl.
We can also finish the resort, too, while we're at it.
But yeah, sure.
Go ahead.
Well, first off, Princess Peach is kidnapped. Again.
I'm sorry.
You know she's not actually kidnapped. She's going to wild, crazy parties in strange castles at night, drinking shit without asking what it is first, and then waking up and calling rape the next morning.
Whoa. She did that once. I'm sorry.
Okay, you know, she did it twice. I have the video proof.
Fine.
You know what? I'm really waiting for that whole setup with the GameStop commercial with the bunny trying to save it, but it's supposed to be Mario. And then it pulls down the hair because it's like Rapunzel, and it plops down, and it's this big, fat bunny. That's what Princess Peach is going to be coming out to someday. I swear, it will be.
Oh, yeah.
You mean like a celebrity rehab?
Yes, celebrity rehab, thank you.
See, I'm just like Bowser, you know, I gotta take her around for her ride.
Oh, that's a huge bitch!
That's what she said.
That well, is of what course, she said. She's looking at me.
Well, you weren't around. She thought she wanted a real man. That's why she went with Bowser.
Ooh.
You know, come all right, on.
Fist will be flying, bastard. No.
Hey, where do you think that theme music came from? She was singing while we were getting on.
There's the rest of your plot.
Yes, we are a bunch of sick bastards here, and let's keep going.
All right, so anyway, Mario has to collect
Jake's the only black, sick one.
Oh, okay.
The only sick one, you all are just mildly infected.
Well, it's not my thing, you have the swine flu.
Well, now you have it too.
No.
I've been exposed 3 times this week.
Fair enough.
So anyway, Mario not only has to collect coins, but also collect power stores in order to restore power to a flying saucer that will take him to where Peach is being held captive.
Whoa.
Weak!
Wait.
That's worse than the infinite staircase, I'm sorry.
When did aliens come into this? Flying saucer? What?
When he found more shrooms to ingest.
Whoa, is that... Forget it.
Okay, I want to point something out here. Mario's a plumber. He takes a bunch of shrooms and falls into a sewage pipe. And this is how he gets to a magical world where he's the only one who can save the princess?
And
talk about a bad trip.
And he can, you know, grab a feather and fly, or he can grab a fireball and be able to throw it.
No. Poppy seeds give him,
firepower.
Firepower. So he's doing drugs for fire. He's popping mushrooms to gain extra lives. He's putting on...
And to grow,
he also grows to massive strength.
Or else shrink and become weak.
Yeah, that's true.
Depending on if he's having good mushrooms or bad mushrooms.
He goes from big to small. Yeah. Like extra small.
And he grabs a cape and turns into a raccoon and flies by spinning in a really tight circle. Does this seem like a bad drug-induced moment to anyone else?
Yeah, I see that all the time.
What about Crystal Meth, I say?
The fucking 80s. What do you expect?
Dude, if you actually watch the live-action movie, Bowser is the cop, is the police chief.
He has the police chief.
Yes.
And somehow everybody looks like they're a round-headed crocodile.
And the only way to jump around is he's high. He's fucking like they're plumbers. No, these are like painting boots or something.
Yeah, and the brother is John Leguizamo.
Actually, if you pay really close attention, when he with the poppy flower, it's not that he shoots fireballs. He turns from a plumber into a painter and throws paint lethal flaming paintballs at you.
Whoa, that sounds
actually,
like fun.
Wait, let's get it right. I figured it out. He does all that in the cartoon, and when he takes crystal meth, it actually seems like a real world to him, but just different.
Alright, so anyway, the control scheme is really good for this game. You know, when you fling a Wiimote, it does a spinning attack. The nunchuck can do, like, the little stomp attack. Yep. The Wiimote. The graphics in this game are beautiful. They're 10 times better than than Super Mario Sunshine.
Remote, you know.
It's the joke.
I'm kind of slow.
It hurts.
Today.
No, it's a professional, it's a technical term for it. It's called the Wiimote.
Because it's the remote control for the Wii.
Yes.
It's also a play on words.
Yes.
Because it's a Wiimote, which sounds like remote, and it's the remote control for the Wii.
I think we figured this shit out now. Come on, move on.
You're ruining the joke.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I just killed a kitten.
Oh,
and not mine.
Oh, good.
I'm sorry, I just ate a poppy seed muffin, let me go throw fire!
Yay!
But there are new powers in this game.
Oh, Lord.
He gets a bee-shaped mushroom, and he turns into a bee.
Okay, he gets more drug-induced insanity. Gotcha.
Wow, he's turning the letters now.
And now he...
spell words.
And he can also turn into a ghost.
Well, I figured that one out. Wait.
So he dies.
Yes.
So, overdoses. Wait, I got it. I know how he does it. He overdoses on heroin, and when he comes back to normal, it's because they give him Narcon.
Yep.
Oh, there we go.
No. They do what they do with flatliners.
Clear!
Bring me back in a couple minutes.
Finally.
Well, this is a bunch of drugs.
But Mario anyway, is a bad influence.
But this is definitely a must-have for Wii owners. The sequel is in the works, and it's going to be due out next year. I give it maybe like a 9.9 out of 10.
Yeah, a friend of mine just bought a Wii. She can't figure out how to work it. She gets a joystick to work, but that's it.
Oh, yikes.
Yikes. All right. Let's move on.
So you wanted to do final thoughts with the Wii Sports Resort.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Tiger! Hey. What's up?
We'll never let him live that one down.
No.
Never.
A big stiff wind just came flying out of Tiger's ass and curved the ball away.
Wait, a big stiff wind? Does he have something else up his ass besides the fart?
Well, I don't know, that cat. Yuck. Hey, no, that caddy was awfully close.
Yeah. I felt bad for him. He had to take the flak.
He's like, I need a 9-iron.
Oh!
Oh, there it is! I lost it last night while scratching my ass.
Oh, there's Grandma.
I lost it last night.
Oh, wow. I lost it last night. Let's just leave it at that. Whoa. All right, let's go through the games now. There's archery, which is, you know, A-plus for me. Wakeboarding, which is matza-matza, I guess. You know, it's good here, good there.
Sword fighting.
That was pretty fun.
Yes.
Love beating the shit out of each other.
See, he knows how to sword fight, so he thinks it's crap.
No, it's only because Mr. King Baby Duck here.
But I beat the shit out of them.
Yeah, I was
watching how Evan was playing, and I was just like, no, put that down. Come out to my car where I have my swords.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like this, I'm like...
Yeah.
And I just beat him down.
The one that a lot of other people couldn't figure out was the canoeing.
Yeah, canoeing was hard.
I figured it out perfectly fine because I've actually done that stuff.
So have I.
Bullshit.
No, it's kayaking. Actually.
Kayaking, whatever. Yeah.
But kayaking, my only problem came was I tried to move to the right side, it wouldn't go down for some reason.
Yeah, that's what she said. Holding it right.
Hey,
as long as she says it's not going down and not going up, hey, I'll take it.
She couldn't tell.
Then there's the
size change was too minute.
Oh.
The new revamped bowling games that they've done.
Look.
Yes.
Just because your girlfriend left you for me, because, you know, she said yours was too minute.
I'm not going to
get into it.
All right, calm down, you bastard.
I haven't had that problem with any of my exes.
Oh, burn. Speaking of exes, how's your cousin?
Son of a bitch.
I don't know, you're the last one with her.
Oh.
Well, hey, see, look at that. When I was done with her, she couldn't go with anybody else.
No, that's because no one else will take her.
Oh.
Hey, I'm sorry, I'm not big to tore her apart.
No, you should probably get yourself checked, though.
I think you might need to get a ball gag here.
Yeah, we do need to get, like, a triangle.
We'll behave.
I have one of those.
All right, they revamped the fucking bowling.
100 pin bowling, baby!
Yes, 100 pin bowling was awesome.
I got two strikes.
Seeing that they were able
two
to
strikes,
re-put that
spares.
Shit in there.
Actually, did you get any strikes?
Not today.
The golf for the new Wiimote setup is just fucking awesome. Except for Anvil trying to use it with one fucking arm half the game. And I wonder why it took 1 hour for us to play a whole nine.
That reminds me of...
See, he's playing with one arm because he's got this other one in his pants.
Oh.
Hey. Look,
I was like, I gotta hold a stick, or at least try.
He said put both hands on the heart thing, so I grabbed on the heart. I'm sorry. You know,
you're not sorry.
You showed me some of your friends' pictures, and you know, they look hot.
I can't remember any of the other games because of this fucking douchebag over here.
Frisbee golf
was pretty fun.
That was good.
Except, you know, trying to figure out how to toss it right.
Fling it.
That's what she said. what else was there? Shit.
Basketball.
Basketball was pretty fucking
cool. I'm still having trouble with that.
I'm the three-point god, baby. That's right.
I'm almost there.
That means white men can play basketball from the three-point line.
They just can't dance.
Oh.
Whoa, white men dance?
No, we can't jump. The main term is white men can't jump. Not white men can't play basketball.
Yeah, but when you shoot a three-pointer, you gotta jump up to make the shot. You can't just stand there.
Tiny hop to make the shot.
I don't think we heard that one, but okay. What else is there?
It's more than a tiny hop to take the shot.
What else was that?
Oh, there was a speed slice.
Speed slice for the Wii Swords as well. They had flying. They had skydiving.
They had wakeboarding.
Wakeboarding. Well, I already kind of mentioned that one.
I don't care.
Well,
like
what's the other one? The jet skis. Yeah, jet skis.
Bicycling.
Bicycling, which was Which I kind of agree with one of these reviewers that I was looking at. They said that it didn't make much sense because you're moving your arms back and forth in order instead
actually,
of...
Actually, it was only your wrists.
Yeah, that or wrist or whatever. Oh, it's no. like kind of like you're playing drums, but...
Yeah, yeah, drums.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, come on.
Oh, you sick bastard. All right, well, anyways, we have to say all together, I would say it's a great game. There's still one or two. Well, table tennis is also a good game, too.
Yeah.
But altogether, great game that they put together for people just to play out regular with a family or friends. Or you know.
Yeah, it actually gets you a good workout, too.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
If you're fat, it might
my
help.
Shoulders are fucking burning after the whole the wakeboarding stuff. It's insane.
Mine actually bothered me during the sword fighting.
Yeah.
Well, I find I have that problem during a sword fight.
Yes.
Yes.
It's very wrist and shoulder intensive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do it the right way, it can actually help lose weight, you know, when you're sword fighting.
Oh, God, yeah.
Just straight across the belly, just not too deep, you know, the fat will just roll out.
I'm 20 pounds lighter in one swing.
And now I'm dying.
Well,
at least I'm thin.
I only weighed 19 pounds to begin with.
All right, well, I think that's it for the game section.
On to anime, and let's talk about Needless.
Oh, yes. I'm going to go slam my dick in a drawer.
Yeah, I'm just going to go jump off the Empire State Building. Wait,
just make sure you press the pain and reach us.
Okay.
So basically with Needless, the story is about these weird black spots appearing in Japan.
Singular. Oh, there's only one.
I thought there was more than one.
No. The whole problem is there's one black spot. Mm-hmm. Tokyo. Which was the epicenter of all the bombing that took place during World War III, which happened in year 20XX. They don't identify...
Why did they do that anyway, in the year 20XX?
It's their way of saying it happens in the 20th century, but we're not specifying a date, because...
No,
that'd be XXX.
Oh, damn! Okay, never mind.
They sometimes do XXXX.
Yeah. Well, there's an entire...
Did somebody say porn?
He did. Go chase him down. And Blue is about to be raped by Anvil for our viewing audience. How you're viewing, we don't know and don't want to know. But anyways, there's a single black spot,
which is the epicenter. African American spot.
No, it's not. It's Japanese spot. There's a single black spot, which was the epicenter of the bombing. No one knows who dropped the bomb there. Or whether it was a single bomb or a combination of multiple bombs hitting more or less simultaneously that resulted in a radiation that caused mutation within the people living there, resulting in the Needless.
You think it might be that company that caused it?
No. They arose after the fact.
They arose after the fact?
They arose within the black spot, trying to intentionally... recreate what happened under controlled circumstances so that they could give people powers, mm-hmm. their people powers, intentionally. Mm-hmm. Well, they succeeded, at least partially, with the Atom Project. That said, the main protagonist and antagonist are both failed specimens of the Atom Project. And why do I know more about this show than you do? You're the one that introduced it to me.
I have no idea how. I'm only up to episode 5 right now.
Okay, I think you might be one episode shy of me.
Okay. Well, I have a lot of shows that I've been watching, too, so that's
true.
Kind of
I tend to watch one till there's no more to watch, and then I watch another one till there's no more to watch. Then I go back and see if new episodes have shown up.
So, let's talk about first Adam Blade.
Awesome character.
He's the priest.
Ooh, they don't exist.
Priests do exist.
No, they don't.
Sure they do. Haven't you watched the news? They screw small boys in the ass.
Oh!
Wait, I thought that was Michael Jackson.
Him too.
Oh, are those guys that followed behind him saying, we are not worthy?
No.
Oh, I see a picture of the first of a man with long hair.
That was your dad.
All right, let him get back to that. We'll go with you.
Adam's power is to copy everybody else's.
His power he's a little more special than just that.
Mm-hmm.
He has unnatural strength as well as endurance, which is how he's able to copy other powers, because he first has to be able to survive getting hit by them. He gets, in episode 2, he gets hit by this this guy who can create spiderweb-like, he can create strings, that kind of stuff, of what appear to be pure energy.
that can cut through anything and everything, and they wrapped around Adam Blade and imprisoned him. And the guy was like, the only thing strong enough to break through this would be God himself.
Well, I'm stronger than God.
Adam Blade just starts laughing, pushing out against it, which for anyone else, this action would have caused them to cut themselves. He ends up pushing the string outward, shattering. So what you're saying is I'm stronger than God. It was awesome. And we find out about that, that he has the power to memorize other people's abilities so long as he's exposed to them.
Yes.
With the catch that he can memorize what he's exposed to. So, I think you've already met her, the girl who doesn't talk. From the Pretty Girl Squad?
Oh, maybe.
There are three girls.
Yes.
There's the one who carries the teddy bear. There's the one who doesn't talk, and then there's the third girl.
Okay.
The girl who doesn't talk is in yellow and is in a dress, and has a funky fan thing on her arm. Her power takes multiple forms. Adam is exposed to one form, and is on the verge of death and losing and whatever, and then just goes, memorized, and is fine and unaffected. So then she, you know, and she's like, she can't figure out what's going on, and it takes her a couple seconds, then she figures it out. She ends up moving it to a different form, which the viewing audience can see really easily that what she's doing now is different than what he memorized.
Yeah.
And he suddenly is affected by this stuff, which is affecting him differently than the previous one had. Goes, I don't understand. Why is this affecting me? I already memorized this ability. And she scribbles down on her notepad. do you really think that's the only scent I can create? I can create an infinite number of scents. Because her power is all about fragrance.
Yeah.
And this is when we realize that while Adam Blade's power is ridiculously epic, it's imperfect. He can mimic. He can't create.
Right.
He can combine. He can't create. What he's
exposed
to... So
that's his weakness.
What he's exposed to, he can use himself. Beyond that, all he has is his natural endurance, or his naturally unnatural endurance and his naturally unnatural strength.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have an ability, per se, that's unique to him.
Yeah.
He uses other people's abilities, which limits him in what he can do based on what he's exposed to. Like, he doesn't have the Magician Kid's powers because he was never exposed to it.
And I gotta say, that Magician Kid kind of annoyed me a little bit.
Oh, there were some serious flaws with that episode I don't feel like pointing out yet. But if you watch it, at the end of the episode, you figure out what's going on. You realize that there are some serious...
continuation problems?
Yeah. Like, how he was launching certain attacks that couldn't be launched due to the physical obstructions.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those things that it kind of annoyed me.
Yeah.
I'm sure that... I mean, if you suspend your disbelief or say, well, we don't know how he did it, which is what I find myself doing when I watch anime frequently, because it's anime. You hit someone, they're not going to go through the wall and stand back up. They're going to go through the wall and lay down dead.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Mm.
I mean, in anime, I'm well-versed in suspending my disbelief for the sake of enjoyment, and that's kind of what you have to do with some of these powers. I mean, they have magical powers.
Right. It's sci-fi, people.
Regardless of...
Fantasy.
Regardless of whether some of the powers are... although I have to say, I figured out the kid's powers immediately. As soon as he said illusion,
yeah,
it was like, oh, duh.
Oh, duh.
Okay, he no longer intimidates me. Now I'm just curious as to what he's doing.
It's Lance Burton and David Copperfield.
That said, I had a different view on... I was expecting he was doing mind games more. He was making people think they'd been hit, so they felt like they'd been hit, as opposed to they, in fact, were hit.
Yeah.
It was... I had the right idea, just the wrong application.
Now, what do you think of the character Eve?
She amuses me at times. At other times, I feel she cheapens the series.
You think so?
I'm a fan of fan service. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because I'm a red-blooded guy. I like what I see. That said, it has a time and a place.
Exactly.
In Kenichi, I think they did very good with fan service. It popped up once in a while.
Right.
It was mostly in, like, credits or opening scene kind of stuff, you'd see it. And it was okay because it didn't really... It didn't really affect the series at all, in fact. This one, Eve, the doppelganger, is a giant fan service. First of all, she's large and unnaturally perky. And doesn't wear a bra. I know. Because they made a point to draw in her nipples. No matter what angle you're facing her at, you can tell. Okay, I'm a fan of anime. I'm a fan of a well-figured woman. Is interesting. She also has a tendency to have her clothes almost completely destroyed. Her midriff shows more often than not during combat. And in one episode, the entire bottom and most of the side of her left breast was exposed as well, with only the nipple and top of the breast covered still.
Conveniently.
Fan service.
Yeah.
I felt that it cheapened the scene, though, because it detracted attention towards there, as opposed to towards what was going on in the storyline.
That's understandable.
That said, I also felt that it was a weaker point in the show. I feel that they used the fan service instead of as a fan service and as, hey guys, keep watching. Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
You know you want to see more.
That was the biggest problem for a lot of anime series this year.
It's too much in the fan service department?
Yes.
I just found that in this, they were trying to use it when they knew that they could do better. They hadn't done better in this series. They hadn't done better in this particular scene or whatever, but they could have done better.
Right.
So they cheapen it with tits. And don't get me wrong, boobies make me smile. They make me smile big.
Where's the boobies?
In anime, go away.
Aww.
But there's a time and a place for everything. And
yeah, and
when taken out of its time and out of its place, the quality goes down greatly.
Yeah.
That said, I give it a freaking A minus, A plus, because this series as a comedy, as an action-adventure comedy,
it works.
Is amazing, especially in the second latest episode, because I'm not sure if another one's come out yet since I last watched. When they go to the pencil sketch cartoon style, like old school cartoon, not even anime, old school cartoon style, Blade gets smashed and goes bouncing around walls in a spiral down the hall, eventually slamming into a wall, and it's all done in the little sketch style, so it's hard to figure out exactly what's going on. You lose a lot of fine details, but at the same time, it's a giant WTF moment trying to watch it. And it's just awesome and hilarious. I almost fell out of my computer chair. Partially also because of what was going on that resulted in him going down. His biggest weakness is women. But not Eve. Not Eve.
Not Eve.
Okay.
And I do like how Eve, like, gets shit wrong all the time. My name is Cruz. Your name is Yamada.
Shut up! Okay. So, for nickname, we'll call you Yamada. You do realize you just made his name longer, right? And my name is Eve blah 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 blah. But you can call me Eve blah 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 Kin. You do realize the point of a nickname is to make names shorter, not longer, right?
So, I do have to also give this an A-. It's one of those just sit down and watch and have fun type of anime.
This series is not a serious anime by any stretch of the imagination.
It's not like,
oh yeah, man.
It's not like the type of anime that Eden of the East is. It's more of just get your buddies together and just laugh and have fun. No, thank you.
Or you've been having a bad day.
Get that shit away from me.
So you just want to make yourself laugh.
So okay.
Pass the alcohol. I need some Jack.
Here, we'll cough syrup work.
That's some good shit!
We do not advocate drug use. Outside of moderation.
No. Drugs are bad.
Good.
Alcohol's bad, man.
Okay, well, Anvil, it's your corner right now.
Oh, here we go. This is the best part of the entire show.
And in the red corner, Anvil!
It's sports time.
For the week of?
The week ending August 8th. Alright, last night, The Red Sox lost to the Yankees again.
In a nice, big, long fuck game.
Yo, it's a classic.
15
innings. It went 15 innings. A-Rod hit a two-run bomb.
Damn.
And the home plate umpire, I saw him in between the seventh inning stretch, upstairs blowing George Steinbrenner.
Oh.
Because I don't know if you watched the game or not.
Nope.
But Daniel Bard, staring straight at the catcher, not moving, gets called on a balk.
Yeah.
How do you not move and get called on a balk?
I don't know. That's what I was saying. You were kind of almost passing the fuck out of that showed time, his, but when I saw it, I was just like, what the fuck?
On ESPN, they showed the umpire's face. It's like, I saw it. It's like, you saw what?
Yeah, I know exactly.
It's like, what? Did he pull a Tiger Woods and fart, and you see the wind come off his ass?
And he go, whoa. Trying to catch myself on that one. But no, he didn't move. He didn't do shit.
But truthfully, I was calling it all week long, saying I want to see this game because there's going to be a pitcher's duel. And, I mean, come on, both A.J. Burnett and Josh Beckett pitched one of the best games I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, he did a fucking fucking crazy job.
Them two should have just shaken each other's hands and said, damn, we are good, have a good day, and went and had drinks together.
Yeah,
I have a quick question. And this pertains to, as far as what week we're covering in this kind of stuff.
Yes.
What's the time lag between us recording and this getting on our
probably
website?
Probably about 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, because this comes up on every Tuesday.
That's not too bad.
So what else do we have?
That's an 8-day delay then. I mean, a 6-day delay then.
No. Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Whoa, I'm thinking it's Wednesday. Never mind.
Dude.
Take some more coffee.
Hand it back to me. Hand it back.
I already did. You had it. You dropped it.
Oh, shit. I forgot I had it. Sorry.
So what happens when you smoke.
So tonight.
Imaginary.
I'm looking forward to something. Tonight is UFC. Come on. Who doesn't love UFC?
Fight night.
Yes. Tonight.
I hate you all. I have broadcast television.
You're a loser.
Yeah.
Tonight, a title fight. Legendary fighter BJ Penn goes against Kenny Florian.
Kenny Florian.
And it's only because he called him out after he went out. He's like, I want BJ's belt. It's like, wow, dude. I want BJ's belt.
I'm infamous.
I want people to know who
actually,
I am.
And that worked. We actually have this huge thing going. A bunch of us are debating sizes split on the big fight of the night. You have Anderson Silva, which some people think are going to win. Duh, no. Against Forrest Griffin. That's right. Go Griffin, baby.
I thought you were going to say Gump for a second.
Yes. That's right. Forrest Gump. He's going to run around the ring so fast.
He's going to catch him.
And the other dude's going to be picked up. He's going to stop. He'll drop him on his head. He'll get split open yet. I'm expecting a great fight out of this one. BJ Penn, when he fights, you can actually get a knockout in like 25 seconds. I was watching one of his old fights. But with Forrest Griffin and Anderson Silva, I'm expecting a battle.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna be a decision.
Hold on.
One of them's gonna be bloody.
Do you actually feel like it's gonna be a stand-up battle instead of this rolling around on the floor shit?
I don't know.
Pretending that the other dude's your wife.
That's only cool when it's chicks doing it. I'm sorry.
Yes, you know, watching Gina Carano.
Speaking of which, Gina Carano will be fighting sometime this month, the 15th, I believe.
Yes.
What was the Muay Thai fighter's name you turned me on?
Kung Lee?
That's what I'm asking you.
Well, there's Gina Carano, which is,
she's
a female fighter.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, gorgeous. Yeah, her. And then she's versing
Chris Cyborg, yes. Who I think is shouldn't be allowed to fight.
Dude looks like a lady.
She looks like Shaq with hair.
Oh!
Actually, no, I'm sorry. Her biceps
looks
are
like
bigger.
A lady. Oh.
Yeah.
Wait. Actually, speaking of what? No, we'll talk about that in a minute.
What else do we have? In basketball, you know, little contract things here and there. LeBron James said, I will not talk an extension till the end of the season. If we win a championship, I probably will be back. If not, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's basically what he said. He's like, get on your knees and blow me.
Yeah.
I'm LeBron James, bitch.
And isn't he, like, younger than all of us?
No. He's, like, 25,
He's
got to
be, like, a little bit older than us.
No, actually, I think he's your age, 24.
All right.
He's been in the league since, you know,
I feel
like
so
3 years.
In this
that's
group.
It. Patriots are looking good. Next week is preseason, baby. First game.
Yes.
Yeah, Tom Brady was actually working without his knee brace on.
He's looking really good.
That's terrific.
They're actually talking about, they're going through the rule books yet again, making sure that the people, that shit don't happen again, because that's really, like, fucking
and the fines
like,
are being revamped.
Shit.
Yeah, they're going to make it higher fines. Patriots just signed defensive end from the Oakland Raiders, Derek Burgess. 2 years ago, he led the entire league in sacks.
Oh, No shit.
Nice.
Second, I mean, the second place guy was Michael Strahan, the year that they won the Super Bowl.
Nice.
I remember the year he had, but he played.
Insane.
You played for Oakland, and I was like, who are you? Are you a rookie?
This last time I was around.
I mean, truthfully, playing for Oakland's almost like playing for the Pirates. Nobody has a clue who you are till you leave.
Oh, sorry, I take it back. We were talking about the Pirates last time I was here.
Yeah.
Well, Oakland has just like a
same
similar,
kind of...
Just like the Clippers
if
and...
If you suck, Lobo. We don't know who you are.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we, you know, like we said, we went to...
Unless you're the Detroit Lions, in which case, yeah, we know who you are.
Yeah, everybody knows who you are. You wish
all
you could be
like, just shit all over you.
Yeah. You wish you could be like the Oakland Raiders and nobody remembers that you were anymore. But
oh, that's,
like we said, we went to see the, you know, Cobra Commander today, or you know, G.I. Joe, whatever. And me and Blue, we stopped in GNC to look at a couple things, you know, because we, you know, we're pretty athletic guys.
We don't like the roids. No, I'm just kidding.
All of a sudden, you know, we're looking at this product, you know, we're reading it, trying to figure out about it. And the guy that worked there came over, and we decided, you know what, we're not going to buy this. Because the guy's like, oh, I bought the same thing, and we turned around, there's Barry Bonds. Well, you know what, have a good day, and we left. I'm sorry.
Barry was fucking creepy.
Yeah, you know, if you go to buy something at GNC, and the guy looks like Barry Bonds, or is Barry Bonds.
And
it's
bigger than Anvil? Yeah, that's a scary bitch.
Yeah, you know, I'm only about 6'7".
And as a woman, also.
Whoa, don't listen, Tiny. I'm going to
fold
you up.
If he falls on you, you will die.
You're Rocket Hope! Oh, wait, you're already there! Oh.
And it's scary, you know, he's like, but the size of Shades, you know, skinny, he's like, hold on, I'll be right back, I'll show you what this stuff does, and he goes, has a nail in his ass, comes it back, and his bicep was bigger than my head. His,
Your head's pretty big.
I know. And all of a sudden, you know, he's like, shit, my wife's gonna leave me, my dick shrunk again.
And my balls dropped off.
And actually, I want to be serious for a minute here.
Hers.
Yes. You
know, I do want to be serious in sports. David Ortiz talked today.
Okay.
He apologized to all the fans, his team, and everything for the distraction. MLB spoke.
Yes.
And they said more names are coming out that are on this list.
When the hell are they just going to release the list?
Well, it's actually, do you know what they said about the list? The courts suppressed the list. MLB doesn't even have it.
Really?
The courts suppressed it.
Why?
Like, so, I don't know if I'd believe a name that a guy who won't even identify himself is telling to a newspaper.
We got Deep Throat 3 fucking talking
basically,
shit in the background.
So they said, you know, they don't even know who's on the list. The Players Union can only say, yeah, your name was there. But they said that they've physically proven that 8 names on that list didn't even use steroids. So
they were like, what was it? Kind of something like...
It was basically something you could buy at GNC.
At the top.
Bronzer Royal came straight out and said, you know what, I use this product. It's called Arbel or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like, I bought it. He's like, it wasn't banned.
Yeah.
He's like, so I don't know why players are getting in trouble for something that they use when it was still legal in their sport. So you know what? Get off, you know, David Ortiz's balls. Stop being a hater, you know... Some people were haters before. Oh, you know, he's too good, blah, blah, blah.
You hate
him
too. He's got to be on the roids.
Exactly. You hated and you thought you were. They say that he is, and boom. And I find it kind of ironic that it's the New York Times and a New York person
that's
saying that David Ortiz.
Bostonian players.
But yet, when it came out about a New York player, it came from somewhere else.
Yep.
I'm sorry. That's just my opinion.
Well, they ain't going to report their own people.
Exactly.
They want to win. I mean, they buy every other team's good players whenever they can.
I mean, come on.
They still can't win a World Series now.
I know.
I know. It's hilarious.
I mean,
first of the money. Yes!
If I had to choose a team, you know, out of the Yankees and the Pirates to win a World Series, I'm giving it to the Pirates.
Or the Cubs.
Cubs have won one before. Pirates haven't.
Well, that's because they suck. But, I mean, more or less, I'd rather see the Cubs win another one.
Well, what, over 100 years?
Dude.
105 years.
Truthfully...
I think.
How old are you?
I don't know.
Because you just said you'd like to see them win another
one.
And I don't.
Have you seen them win the first one?
Because I believe that they last won a World Series in like 1919, right after the last time the Sox won one back then.
No, it was 1906 or 1905.
Oh, was that long ago with the whole goat curse?
Yeah, the curse of the goat.
And now it's the
curse of the goat, curse
of
the Bambini, curse of the fail.
What's his name? What's that fucking retard Cubs fan? I can't remember his name. He's lucky because I was going to call him out. Back in like 03, player goes up for the ball and he reaches over and steals it, which would end of the inning and they would have blown it and not going to the World Series.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I love seeing clips like that on TV.
I was watching.
Oh, I got a bullet! You just cost your team the game. We want you dead. Oh shit!
And actually, he did have to move from Chicago. And then I was watching the episode Top 10 list this week. ESPN every Friday does it.
Here it comes.
I watched a golfer.
What?
Ready? He was in the sand pit. Took him 5 swings to get the ball up.
Wait. Are we talking about the fucking, like, wicked sick sand pit? Like, the one that has, like, the lip on it? Like, that's 5 feet fucking
No.
Okay, just because so I could understand that one, even though I couldn't fucking
It was about 2 feet up.
Oh, never mind.
He's standing in the middle, dead in the middle. The ball's laying perfectly on top like a tee.
Ding!
And he works his way into the ground.
I'm going to China, motherfucker!
There was also a baseball one that I did really enjoy. The guy pulled a Jose Canseco.
Jose Canseco?
I don't know if you guys remember the Jose Canseco. Nope. Back when he was in Oakland, and this guy did the same thing. I'm not going to mention his name, you know, because he's in the witness protection program for fear of his life. Ball's hit. He's running, gets the outfield wall, reaches up his glove, ball hits him off the head and bounces out for a home run.
Oh, God. Talk about a cranial fuck.
And they also did the all-time top 10 so far.
Oh, shit.
Kirby Puckett made it.
Oh, which,
you know, remember that one when he stole the Grand Slam and went over the wall?
Yeah.
That made it as number 3. Number 1 was a player that broke the wall.
Oh, right! Dude, I remember that.
Running over the shoulder through a wooden fence.
Yep.
And held onto the ball.
Nice.
That's
devotion.
Right. Well, I don't know. I think Kirby Puckett should have been number 1 because he had to jump up, catch the ball, and go over the wall, not going through it.
Did he hold onto the ball when
he stole it? Yes, he did. He stole a Grand Slam to get the third out. Yeah.
That's back in the day when they actually just had wood fences and not gates or just
padded.
Oh, my God.
Someone going through the Green Monster and holding on.
Well, actually,
the sign hurts.
No.
Metal now, so.
Wait. I know.
Actually, we can't
joke
about that.
The catcher will not be playing anymore. Why?
He's dead.
He doesn't have a spine anymore.
Actually,
that said, he held onto the ball, so it's an out. Ah, oh, damn it!
No, actually, I think it's physically possible for somebody to go through the wall, catch the ball, throw it back in, and go back on and play. As long as they play for the Yankees. You know, shoot up the Roy, go right through the fence.
What a monster! I beat you!
Ha ha! Hulk am angry! Hulk smash!
Hulk are angry!
You know, just like, you know, the other day, I was watching, you know, some TV.
Oh, God, you watch TV?
Yeah.
No fucking way.
Every once in a while.
Okay.
And Johnny Damon's playing center field for the Yankees, and the ball got hit. It was going to go over the Green Monster. I don't know how he did it. Johnny Damon just ran, jumped up, and stole it right back. I mean, he almost went over the Green Monster, but he caught it, climbed back up, threw it all the way down, and then, you know, just jumped down, lit on his feet, and said, okay, let's go. Thankfully, it was a video game.
He's like a magical Nazi. Holy shit.
I don't know. He went from long hair...
Why is everyone a Nazi to you?
Well, they are.
Wait. Have you seen Johnny Damon lately?
No.
He went from long hair and a beard to shaving his head.
Shaving. Okay, Nazi. Waiting for the blonde hair. And then start goose-stepping while he's out in the outfield.
No.
They all do it.
Keep it shaved. No blonde.
They all do it. Come on. Look at George Steinbrenner. I mean, he kind of reminds me of a fat Hitler. I mean, come on.
He
needs
the mustache.
Yeah, but no, he's incognito, remember?
Oh, yeah.
He'd be about the right age.
Hitler.
Oh,
that's
so that's right.
I think we got to fucking drop it.
So right there, we've proven it. George Steinbrenner is really Hitler, and the Yankees are
Or reincarnated Hitler, whatever.
He's Hitler's son.
Oh, God. Okay, moving on.
Moving on to music, right? Music?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's do music.
Wait. Aerosmith's lead singer, he falls off the stage.
That's Sturgis. Sturgis motorcycle rally, he spins around and falls. Well, actually, they proved that, you know, one of the fans was throwing water at him, and it was on the stage, so when he spun, his foot slipped under him.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it was him. And it just happened to be a female. It wasn't a biker.
No.
The only non-biker there, and she hurts Steven Tyler.
Duh. She's the only non-biker there. She was hiding in disguise to assassinate.
Well, I don't know. When I heard somebody from Aerosmith was hurt, Actually, in the hospital, I thought it was Keith Richards. I thought it finally caught up to him. Do you know what's sad? All these people are dying.
Yeah, Keith Richards
is sitting there like, "Hi, you stupid bastard." And he smokes 4 cigarettes at the same time while drinking a bottle of Jack.
Sounds like
I'm going to outlive all you motherfuckers here.
Hey, only the good die young.
Yeah, right.
The evil live on to piss us off for all eternity.
Thanks, play Michael Jackson.
Oh.
God was being nice.
No. Actually,
I think once we get Martha Stewart out of the picture, we'll be good.
Wait, I figured out the whole Michael Jackson thing. He was made out of plastic. They made plastic organs. They do have most of them plastic now. Plastic lungs, plastic heart. They just put all new stuff in there to keep him running. He technically died like 40 years ago.
No. See, he died of a heart attack. The thing is, the reason that happened is because he missed his down payment.
Oh.
So Hasbro just said, okay, no more supply for you.
Repo Man!
Technically, he died during that Pepsi commercial when his hair caught on fire. Remember how you didn't see him for a while? He died, so they just put the plastic organs in and started making plastic from there.
All right, on with the music.
Okay. That was music. We said the word Michael Jackson.
The music. Dossier.
Okay. I recently listened to the new album Dirty King from the band The Clicks. For those of you who don't know who the Clicks are, they're a GLBT type of band, global tilt, or gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender type of band.
Okay.
But they're one of those bands that avoid the gay cliches, and they perform songs that anyone out there can enjoy. And in fact, they found success opening up for The Cult last year on tour.
All right, I just want to interject one thing. Mm-hmm. Every band should be playing music anyone can enjoy.
Exactly.
I don't care if you're straight. I don't care if your drummer's bisexual. I don't care if whatever.
Yep.
You should all be playing music anyone can enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Well, their second album, well, their last album, Snake House, a lot of people were comparing to early Bowie in the White Stripes.
Bowie is the only man allowed to sparkle.
Yep.
Next to Elton John.
Fair enough.
But their new album, Dirty King, it's not as raw sounding as Snake House. The first song off the album, Haunted, it's more bluesy. But their title track is like very surf rock oriented. It's probably one of their best songs that they've ever done.
I'm sorry, you said Haunted and my mind jumped to Disturbed. Because they have a song of the same title.
Not the same type of music, sadly.
Oh, I don't say sadly. Mm-hmm. I like a wide range of music. I'm just saying it's...
But anyway, songs like Henry, Career Suicide, and Love Gun, they're good rock tracks, and they kind of sound similar to Amy Lee's solo stuff.
Oh, nice.
And then
Amy Lee. She's delicious.
Anyway, the last song, Animal Farm, has a nice blend of rock with a string section. However, the soft songs on the album, Not Your Boy, Red and Blue, and Emily, they feel too out of place. Like the singer, Lucas Silveria, should have saved it for a solo album. They just didn't click.
Understandable.
So, I give the album Dirty King a 3.4 out of 5. It's a mixed bag, not really a good album to start people off with if they want to get into the Clicks, but it's still listenable.
So it's not your kind of trail mix. Sorry.
Well, half of it's not kind of.
Well, you know what? You know, I wanted to make fun of a band real quick.
Which one?
Well, I'm not going to say yet. I'm going to tell the little story behind it. This guy, he killed himself. He jumped in front of a car and gets creamed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they did his personal effects and everything. And come to find out, I know why he killed himself. He was listening to his iPod, and I know it was a band that he was listening to. Super motherfucker was listening to Jane's Addiction. He's like, oh my god!
Jumps in. Make it stop!
I'm tripping balls, man!
Jane said, die!
I mean, I listened to a little bit, and actually, some...
I've never heard of this band.
Dude, we had to listen to like 3 whole songs before we could get the fuck out of there.
Well, you know what said? Some famous performer, I'm not going to mention his name because he's also in hiding, said that he loves Jane's Addiction.
Must be a crackhead.
Which one said it?
Can't say.
Yes, you can. Choose not to.
No, I had to sign a waiver.
No, you didn't.
With the Witness Protection Program saying I wouldn't rat him out because, you know, they could find him.
But hold on, let me just see. This expired 2 weeks ago.
It expired!
So, who was it?
Well, he's an actor.
Any guesses?
Come on.
Tom Cruise?
No.
That is singers?
Oh, he said he's an
actor. Like, Gavin Rossdale? Actor.
Oh, Gavin Rossdale?
Actor or something? No.
He's taller and got a really big tan.
Really big tan. I don't know anymore. No, can't help you.
For some reason, it was Ice-T.
Ice-T?
He's an actor, but he is a singer too, yeah.
No shit.
Or a rapper.
Yeah.
And for some reason, he actually admitted...
If you say cop killer, I would have gotten it.
We don't like mentioning cop killers on here because they don't deserve our time.
But they do deserve time.
Yes.
They don't. I think they should be brought outside, shotgun shoved up their ass, and had their head blown off from the inside.
Sounds like a hentai I watched once.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Black Bible.
Yeah. That was freaky.
That was awkward.
Yeah,
wait. You mean Bible Black?
No. Yes. But yeah. I always get it backwards.
Dude, I'd look behind my shoulder for the next 2 weeks after watching it.
I just thank God I was a guy, not a girl.
Oh man.
That shit's wrong.
Yeah.
But see, you know what? I like a wide variety of music.
Yeah,
I give everybody a chance.
I like most music.
I'm one of those guys that can, 1 minute I'll be listening to Slipknot, the next minute I'll be listening to Dean Martin.
Okay.
Well, see, Blue makes fun of me because I love hip hop. I like
You're
rap.
You're a bitch.
I like, you know.
No,
R&B.
I like hip hop. I like rap, but it has to fucking mean something. Not bitches and hoes. You know, alcohol this, alcohol that. I'm tired of that.
What's wrong with that?
Bus driver,
dude.
Bus
that reminds me of good Irish times.
Best fucking rap musician to put out there. You fucking listen to him, you have to agree on that shit.
Yes.
Exactly.
I say there's only one really good band.
What?
That's it. And I think, I guarantee every one of us will agree that we love that band.
Which one was that?
Dropkick Murphys.
No.
Well, you don't like them?
I like Dropkick Murphys.
No.
Why? What's wrong with Dropkick Murphys?
I think they suck.
Well, they do our opening theme song, so I'd quiet down if I were you.
As a whole, I am not a fan of Dropkick Murphys. If you don't like
it... But for the opening, you love it, right?
I love our opening.
Okay, good.
Well, what don't you like about Dropkick Murphys?
I don't know. They just don't appeal to me. It's really a case of... quote-unquote Irish music, I'm not a fan of them because I grew up in traditional Irish music.
Yes.
So I prefer
Celtic women, all that, yes.
Yeah, Celtic women.
Well, no, just the songs
but
that they sing is what I'm saying.
But, so I prefer stuff that's a lot closer to their roots. As a just straight rock band, a metal band, whatever they're classifying themselves as.
It's kind of Boston. It's Boston Celtic punk. That's what we can count it as.
Yes.
But they just don't pique my interest. Well, I like Flogging Molly? I like the first album of Flogging Molly. I'm not a big fan of them later on, though.
See, I love Cadence to Arms that they did, because that was traditional. If you listen to the original one, there was no singing at all. And they do it the traditional way, which I love.
Welcome back, Shipping Out to Boston.
Yes. Which is our theme song.
I love that song up to the point where the song starts.
Yeah.
I think that the music at the beginning is awesome. I think it sounds great. At about the point where they start singing, the music completely changes and I don't like it.
Well, the thing is, that was originally written by Woody Guthrie. Not a lot of people do that.
I didn't know that.
Truthfully... Dropkick Murphys became big for one reason.
Tessie.
I don't know if you know what Tessie is. Red Sox. It was the original... the Royal Rooters were the Red Sox original group. Tessie, you know, she was this one woman who was like one of the huge fans.
No, it's originally a Broadway tune.
That's right, thank you. I'm sorry I got that completely backwards.
Okay.
And they took a song that used to be sung by them, which was... Tessie
and they disbanded, by the way, in 1918.
Yes.
The last time they won the World Series before 2004.
But they wound up taking the song that could barely be read, and they redid it, kept some of the parts, and it became the Red Sox National Anthem in 2004. They won the World Series the same year that they rewrote it. So, 86 years between anybody singing any part of Tessie at their games... Last time they won it to the first time they won it. It's become a thing that they play at every game.
Nice.
They perform live, and if you actually watch their music video, they're at Fenway.
Singing.
Wearing Red Sox gear, singing. And the girl that plays Tessie is actually kind of hot.
Yes,
she's very hot.
But,
Giggity giggity.
I mean, I've got nothing against them. People who like them, I'm not going to say that they suck, you shouldn't listen to them, blah, blah, blah. If you like them, you like them. I personally don't. I have 101 other bands I'd rather listen to.
And well, that's just my personal
there
opinion.
There you go, they're number 102.
Exactly. There's a 2 in there somewhere.
Yeah.
It's like they're high on a scale.
No, I mean, I just like, you know, some of their songs.
I like, I've heard some songs that I like. I've heard some songs by Enter the Haggis I like. As yes. a whole, I'm not a fan of them either.
Well, I mean,
I am a fan of the Pub Crawlers, who are a small band out of Maine. My cousin used to run with one of the band members. I can't remember what he was within the band. Support them. They're a small band. They're awesome.
I mean, we should all support the local arts. As well.
Yeah,
yes,
definitely.
Exactly. Like our buddies, the Stampede.
Oh God, yeah.
But actually, technically, we fall under small arts.
Yeah, we
we're a small group, and this is our version of our.
Feel free to donate to us.
No, yeah,
do not
money,
send money.
No, I'm just kidding.
But music, actually,
send suggestions. Music.
What he's saying is, if you see a small band performing, go let
us
donate some money to that band.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll go help them out. Tell us about them so we can look them up, talk about them, get their name out there.
Exactly.
That's why you can send us an email and tell us, you know, about the band. And
the Bastards at BostonBastardBrigade.com.
Yep. Or if MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade.com. I mean, not .com, but I mean,
Also,
if there's something that, you know, like Anvil's heavy into sports, I'm big into anime, we're all into music.
Yeah.
If there's something you want us to individually look into, email us individually. That,
we might even write about it on
particular names.
You know, you might hear something small, you know, find us, you know, on Anvil at BostonBastardBrigade.com. You have King Baby Duck, Blue.
Black Flame.
Blue Onyx.
Oh, sorry, Blue Onyx. I apologize. So, you know, you'll find us. Ladies, you know, Anvil at BostonBastardBrigade.com. Send me a picture, phone number. I'll get a hold of you. Because
you know,
I love
you.
Hey.
So lot.
Make sure you forward them to me, too.
Well, only the ones I don't want.
Okay.
Oh.
But I do call most of the women.
Showing how much Anvil is a douchebag.
Hey.
One thing I do want to encourage, if you see something you like, if you hear something you like, feel free to write a review.
Yeah,
and either
we have the articles on the actual Boston Bastard Brigade .com, and you can actually write a comment right underneath the actual article if you wanted to put anything in. We'll
Agreed.
Get back to you as soon as possible.
That's actually very good.
I was also going to say that just if out in your community, because we're exposed to our community, not necessarily yours. In your community, if you hear a band, if you see something that really piques your interest, write a review. Send it to one of us. Send it to Boston Bastard Brigade. Send it to King Baby Duck or our group email.
Yes,
and you might hear us talk about it too.
We're we're reaching across our nation. We're reaching across the seas. We're trying to get to everybody we possibly
worldwide.
Can.
I mean, I know truthfully we have fans over in California and Florida because I got friends in Florida. Blue's got friends over in California. We've gone through it. You know, show some support. We will appreciate it. You know, we're a small group. Trying to, you know, make it right now, and
right.
So, I think our time's up.
Time is up.
So, I do want to say one thing.
Love you all.
Just remember, when you go to BostonBastardBrigade.com, register, and that way, you know,
you can actually be a part of it.
Exactly. We want to know about our fans and what they have.
Every
to say.
One of you listening is a bastard in your own way. Join our brigade
and breed. And so, until next time, boys and girls, this is King Baby Duck.
This is Blue Onyx.
This is Shades Black Flame.
This is Anvil.
Saying sign up, bitches.
Yeah!
You are bastards.